Good morning. Welcome back. I am Tom. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast on the Social Podcast Network. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com, where you can find all of our local podcasts being podcast by locals. Supporting local. I don't know. Hold on. I think I need to. Turn it up. Turn it up. Yeah, so what's going on? It is Saturday, 9/26, the day after the 25th, I guess. Good morning. So yeah, I just came in. I got to work this morning. I thought I would sit down and just kind of share some thoughts. I had my dad over, or we had my dad over for dinner last night. You never know what you're going to get when he comes over. You know, he's a great guy, but he lives and thinks in such a different way than I do that it can be tough. And I've shared this before. At some point, we had to pull the white flag and say, listen, why don't we just make an effort to just finish out this time together in a positive way? Because him and I don't know what his deal is. I do not know what his deal is, but he has one. If he's still, you know, he always talks about the past, growing up. I mean, he will share the same. He loves to tell the story about going down to my high school and talking to the principal, and the principal saying, the reason your kid doesn't do well in school is because he never shows up. He thinks that that is just, he just tells that story every time. He told it again last night. I don't know why he can't let it go. It's not even important. I was 15. 37 years ago. And he loves to base his emotion. That's the fuel for his conversation these days. And it's like, I don't even, why? Then we got into this big argument last night. It wasn't an argument. It was a heavy topic, heavy conversation about the police. And, you know, my dad has always been, both my parents have always been big enablers. They adopted kids. We were adopted. So I'm guessing as a parent of children, I guess that if you were worried that they're not going to like you, or at some point they may say, you know what, you're not my real parents and they're going to leave. Maybe you're constantly trying to be better or kinder or more giving. So they'll stay? I'm not sure. That can only, like, if I'm going to take an extreme case, that's the case. I don't like it here. I'm leaving. I'm going to go find my real parents, which we, of course, would have never done. I don't think we even had that option. But I'm not sure what it was, but my parents went above and beyond. Most parents would do, I think. Or they went above what most parents would be like, that's too much. Can't do all that. And the conversation was because my brother, who, you know, my brother and I both have had our moments. Luckily today, my brother and I are both doing really well. My brother's doing great. But at the time, this is probably 10, 12 years ago, but, you know, he was still struggling. And my brother had taken I don't know what he was doing. He was stealing scrap metal. He said someone said he could have it, but whatever. The cops showed up, and my brother, I don't know if he took off. I don't know what happened, but they pulled him over, basically, and they arrested him for stealing aluminum. And I can't remember exactly the story, if he ran from him. I don't think he ran from him, but my brother decided to lock his truck so they couldn't get into it because they towed it. They took him to jail, and they towed it. And my dad said that those cops, because what they did is they broke out one of my brother's windows to get into his car instead of, like, using the key, which they had. And that, my dad was like, we need better police. They should know better. And he's absolutely right. We should know better, and they should know better. But instead of, like, because what I said to him, I go, you know, Todd should have never had a truck. My dad had given him the truck, probably paid for his gas, get paid for insurance, allowed him to have a truck, all with the dream and hope and vision that it was going to help my brother do something other than what he was doing. So meaning my brother probably said, I had a job interview. That's what my, as kids, I remember, you know, I remember, I think my brother used to use the, I have a date with a girl trick. And as parents, you're like, you know, I think one of our worst nightmares is thinking that our kids can't meet or interact with the, you know, whatever it is they like. You just picture your kids sitting in the corner with no friends. And that's the worst fear. So my brother used to always say, I think I got a date. So then my dad would always give my brother the car and money. Oh, shit, got a date, son? All right, let's get this going, you know. And so my brother, you know, up until this accident was still, you know, his behavior was bad, but always with the hope of getting better. And my dad was a dreamer, not understanding how an addict works, and we're full of fucking shit, and we'll lie to your face and steal and all that shit right from you. But instead of, you know, and I told my dad, you should have never given him, he should have never had the truck. You know what I mean? If you were, and I didn't say these words, but I, you know, and he took it. If you were a good parent, you would have never have given him that truck. He's using, he's abusing, he's lying, he's not working. And instead of saying, you know what, man, fuck it. You need to figure it out. They kept helping him. And they did it with me too. And that was his comeback. I should have never given you a car. I said, all right, you got me. It wasn't really, the conversation wasn't about making my dad feel bad. What the conversation was about is that it didn't start off this way, but it turns out that this is about, once again, being accountable. Right? You know, my dad says, this is all the cop's fault. Never paying attention to the fact that my brother was using, out driving, heisting, and getting caught at it. All that didn't matter. It's just that the cop broke out my dad's truck window. And I'm like, he should have never fucking had the truck. And he got pissed. I should have never given you a car. And, you know, it's very strange. It's not strange. It absolutely makes sense. We think in our lives that everything that's good is good. And that everything that is bad is bad. It's not the case. So, it was tense. But the point of that, what I just said and what I had told my father and what I was also telling my buddy Carlos is that, you know, we're so programmed to think that everything that's good is good and everything that's bad is bad. And the real conversation with my dad started because it was really about my son David. And my dad has a computer. My son David wants it. And it's not, you know, it's not a great computer. He just wants his computer because he, you know, they do a lot of gaming. And my dad, excuse me, my dad feels like that David should want to build the computer. And he's like, when I was a kid, I would want to have built this computer instead of just having it given to me. And I get that. I mean, that is kind of cool. But, you know, David, he wants to do, he's gaming. He's not in tech class. He wants to just do some gaming with the computer. But my philosophy as a parent has always been the less I do, the better. Because I came from a family and I came from a time where my parents did so much that it was like walking the tightrope with a security net. You know, I never really was afraid. I wasn't afraid of failure. I was afraid of getting caught. That was the only fear I had, getting caught at it. Never failure. I really didn't have anything set. I didn't really have any desire to do much. So the point of this whole thing was that I guess what I was saying to my dad is I think you did too much. You were the problem. My dad was the problem. Ooh, it's quite a statement, right? And I didn't say that. I didn't say that to him. But, you know, it all started with him, you know. And the reality is he should have never given my brother a truck. He should have. If my son, and I say this because this is how I think I would. I hope I would. But if my son's daughter, anybody in my family started to struggle and behave the way that I would behave, I would have thrown him on the fucking street. You know, my brother dragged this out. You know, even after the truck incident, he still fucking ran the streets. And, you know, he would show up at my parents. I'd tell my parents, you've got to cut him off. He's trying to get a job. He's got this. He's got a learning disability. I said, learning disability? And listen, my brother and I were the same. And but, you know, if you told my brother, hey, you know, here's this much money. You need to be right here at this time, and this is what you're getting, and this is the change you will be given, and then you need to be back here at a certain time. That bitch should be on time with the exact change. But if you wanted to have a job and, like, give change for selling a taco, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm doing. It was the same way. So this isn't bash my brother Dave. Me and my brother are exactly the same. We started the same way. We experienced drugs, everything, my early addiction and abuse, we did together. So nobody is worse. And luckily today we're both doing pretty decent. And this wasn't even really about my brother. My brother and I have always pretty much been in touch with our behavior. We always have known. We're not in denial. We fucked up. It's time to be better. But, you know, my brother would never change. And then finally, you know, I had to tell my dad, I go, you need to let him go. Bad. Let him go bad. That's not going to fix anything bad. You can't let your kid, you can't give up on your child. That's very, very bad, right? Helping him is good. Giving him things is good. More trucks, more money, more gas. Good, wrong. When I finally got through my dad, I said, you have to let him go. And they did. My dad did. Cut him off. Get off the front porch. Don't call me. That's what I said. Tell him, do not call me. Do not write me a letter. I don't ever want to talk to you again. Good luck. 50 years of effort is plenty. And my brother's like, oh, my God, what? Wait a minute. Oh. Back up the truck a second. Pump the brakes. My dad shut the door, and that was it. Goodbye. And off into the sunset, my brother walked. And you know what? He got better. Bad, right? Throwing him out the door. Goodbye. Don't even write me a fucking letter. And off he went. Ended up getting into a halfway house. Got involved with recovery. got himself a job. Now he's got a new truck, a company, new company truck, works. Probably works a little too much. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I wouldn't say he works too much. Sometimes I think he's a little too at their beckoning call, but whatever, that's his deal. And he's doing well, so. But, you know, it had to do, my dad had to do something completely opposite of what he think he should do to get a positive result. Doing something bad in the end turned out to be something good. I don't know when that, I don't understand why that, we don't understand that. And so, you know, fast forward, I have kids. I don't help my kids. I don't help David. We'll see what happens with Sam and Teresa. David, I'd like to think that my teaching parenting skills are above and beyond, but I think David might just be really a great kid. He's a really a great kid, but maybe he just is naturally at it. I don't know. I'm not sure why some kids are great. Some kids get a little shaky, but he's just a great kid. And but I told him I don't help him, you know. And so, you know, when he came to me early on in school, he would say, you know, Daddy, I don't know how to do this. And I go, well, then you need to have a conversation with somebody, because you either didn't listen, weren't paying attention, or the teacher didn't explain it to you well enough. And the funny part about all that is that I didn't care that he learned the math. I didn't care that. All I cared about was that he was able to recognize that and be capable of having that conversation if it's needed. I mean, how many of us could have walked up and said, listen, I didn't pay attention. I didn't listen. I need further instruction because my dad ain't helping me. Where at my house when I was a kid, it would have been, you know, project homework for the night. I mean, it would have fucking sucked up 3 hours of our life. You know, we'd all been gathered around the table working on my stupid homework. Walking on a tightrope with a net. That's how my life had always been. And that's how I started to become the person that I was. I remember living in Albuquerque on a fucking couch, drinking and smoking pot, and my dad sending me the rent check from California. He was building a character. Not building character. He was building a character. I was becoming a character. And I don't, you know, I don't want that for my son. And the conversation was kind of beating around the bush at that. And he said at one point, what are you trying to say? I said, I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying that. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying. They did too much. And, you know, it's easy for me to make this, you know, speech or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I haven't had my kid, you know, and I'll just use David as an example. He's been fine so far that I haven't really, my not getting involved approach has worked out all right. We'll have to see. But I tell you what, he does great in school. He just started, I'm so proud of him, actually. He's working, and now he told me yesterday that he's going to start doing cross-country running. And I won't say I'm a big runner, I run. I'm definitely running less as I get older. I wake up in so much pain every day, and it's not from running, it's back injury. But I was so proud because, you know, and this was the other thing that I was telling my dad is that, you know, it's weird. We hit the window of opportunity, right? And something shows up and you want your kids to try stuff. So you force them or don't force them, but you suggest it, whether they like it or not. And you know, you want them to do stuff, but you don't want to push them into everything. You want them to be, you know, great at things, but you don't want to vicariously live through them. It's a tough rope to walk, right? But I've always run, and I've run ever since my kids were born. So I've either pushed them in a stroller, or what they've done the last few years is they usually will just ride with me. David did it a lot when he was younger. Now that he's getting older, He's not doing it, but Sam will ride his bike alongside me as I run, and I love it. And then to hear David say that he's trying running, I was like, that's just fantastic, David. But that was the path that he took. I've never told him, why don't you run? You know, I took him to try karate and soccer and all these different things. He's just not a sports guy. But he's pretty tall. I think he's almost he's got to be 5'11", almost 6 foot. Super skinny, lanky, perfect running body. You know, I think I said this in the podcast yesterday. You know, we change until the pain stops. And, you know, it's hard to, he wanted to do something different. And he was inspired by his friend. And I think that he might have had too many cupcakes the other day. I found an empty box of cupcakes this morning. So this all happened yesterday. I found it this morning. So maybe he ate too many cupcakes and he was ashamed. But we do something, or things happen in our life, and when we finally get sick of it, we make the change. And whatever is going on in his life, he has gotten sick of it, and he's made a change, and he wants to now be part of this. And it's all on his own. And he may have a chance of doing it. So for me to butt out and to stay out feels bad, but it's what I have to do. Everything is good. Everything good is bad, and everything bad is good. Wouldn't that be? Sometimes that's how it feels. I wanted to read Daily Reflections. Daily Reflections. What is going on? Let's reflect. Oh, that's not it. Man, I watched a great Pearl Jam concert last night. So good. Such a great fucking band. Love you. Love you, Pearl Jam. Love you guys. Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is why I love doing this. I love to sit down and share kind of what's going on in my mind, and then I go read the Daily Reflections. And this is the Daily Reflections for today, September 26th. Our children. The alcoholic may find it hard to reestablish friendly relations with their children. With his children, sorry. In time, they will see that he is a new man, and in their own way, they will let him know it. From that point on, progress will be rapid. Marvelous results often follow such a reunion. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 134. While on the road to recovery, I received a gift that could not be purchased. It was a card from my son in college saying, "Dad, you can't imagine how glad I am that everything is okay. Happy birthday. I love you." My son had told me that he loved me before. It had been during a previous Christmas holiday when he had said to me while crying, "Dad, I love you. Can't you see what you are doing to yourself?" I couldn't. I choked with emotion. I had cried, but this time when I received my son's card, my tears were tears of joy, not desperation. Yeah, well, I can say up to this point, at least that is for today, that my kids have never seen me drunk. When my oldest David, he was almost one and I was just figuring it out. He never saw me drunk, but I was definitely drinking a little bit when he was alive, so... hopefully that never happens. I pray to God that never happens. But I love that because, you know, what is that asking? Patience, acceptance, surrender. You know, we tend to try to shape things or want things the way we want them. And when they don't go the way we want them, it's an opportunity to either be humble. What do they say? Crow is best served warm. You know, clean that shit up. Problem with a lot of those situations is that crow has gone cold. You know, a lot of history. It's kind of like my dad and I. We have a lot of history together. But I have had to surrender and be patient and put a lot of that ego bullshit aside. But in the situation, in the case that they're talking about in the daily reflections, there's really not a lot you can do. You know, I've talked about how I was always great at saying sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. But to have a living amends, you know, to live one day at a time and just be better, a living amends. You know, quick amends, I'm sorry. That used to fix things right away, right? I'm sorry. All right, well, let's go on. Let's move on from this. Sorry. But a living amends, that shit requires a day, showing up every day. So sometimes we don't get the results we want as quickly as we want them. And, you know, that word rightly. You know, are we taking the shopping cart all the way back to the store because we want to get noticed? Is there ego involved? That's a tricky fucking thing. I don't know. But I know one thing. I am grateful to be sober. And I appreciate you guys. If you're out there listening, thank you. If I'm making any sense, thank God. I'm not here to cure anybody or fix anybody. I just want to share the shit that I'm going through. And what I've been going through in the last 24 to 48 hours is dealing with my 83-year-old father, who I love very much. It's a real adjustment. And it's an effort on my part, not as much on his, you know, more on my part. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he's holding back from ripping my head off. I'm not sure. But my dad loves to get into it. And we don't have that much time together. I don't know. I don't think. Or maybe we do. We might be doing this for the next 15 years. That would be the my penance, right? Yeah, listen, I hope everyone's having a great day. If you're struggling with anything, reach out, call somebody, let somebody know. Some people are just ready to drink or do what they're going to do, and good luck. The doors are always open if you want to come back. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop whatever it is we're doing. And, you know, hopefully you're not doing anything. Hope it's all good. You can reach out. I think we have the www.socialpodcastnetwork. You can find messaging and all that stuff through there, or you can follow most of our podcasts on Instagram. I Am Sorry About Last Night is on Instagram if you want to reach out. Hope everyone's doing good. Have a great day. It is Saturday. Enjoy the day. Bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.